Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline, continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Baby J on the couch. Welcome, Baby J. Welcome to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. Please introduce yourself to Private Talk.
Hi, I'm Baby J, but you probably know me as Justice. It's really exciting to be here with Alexis. I just saw her page and I was like, oh my God, she's so hot, of course.
Oh, I love it. I appreciate you. I always, you know, I've been coming across your page on just some like random things. I feel like the algorithm of Instagram. So I was like, who is this cute little girl? I feel like I need to know more about you. And one thing I love about Private Talk is like, we don't know each other in the beginning, but by the end, we're going to be best friends and we're going to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
So let's get to it. So tell us what you have going on.
All right, well, you probably know me from TikTok and YouTube, and I just started my OnlyFans. Ooh. So I've been having so much fun on there, just really experimenting, getting to know myself, getting to know all of my fans, and it's just been a really fun ride. You know, I just am like 2 years postpartum, so I've just been feeling really sexy and ready to like, I don't know, explore shit.
So is this something that you would say that you've just gotten into recently? Like this whole like sexual exploration, I can't even say it, of yourself and your body? And I, you know, obviously with TikTok and things like that, there's other platforms who got to know your personality. Do you feel like it was just kind of like the route that it meant to be to now kind of open you up a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I come from a very religious background and super strict parents. Like, I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers or go to parties. And then sort of when I just came to LA, I saw like it all and I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. And it took me a little bit to sort of, you know, get comfortable. But I feel like after my baby, I was definitely like in a little funk and I was like, oh my gosh, like, who am I? Like, am I just a mom now? You know, I don't know who I am.
Moms are sexy too.
Yeah, so then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, you know what? I'm hot. I got new titties. Like, this is amazing. And yeah, it's really helped me and my self-esteem. And just, yeah, not only just doing like TikTok videos, but just like a new side of me.
Do you think that you, if you wouldn't have had a baby, do you think that you still would have wound up with an OnlyFans?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like I probably would have stuck with like my TikTok, like just doing TikToks.
So let's talk about that. So since that's how you started, how old are you?
I am 21.
So you're 21. TikTok is obviously one of the biggest platforms out there for like social media and, you know, influencers. How did you kind of make your splash on TikTok to make you kind of stick out besides, you know, the crowd to where you're on an Alexis Texas Explorer page?
Yeah. So my TikTok started really funky, super rainbow with my hubby Candy Ken, which you probably know him. And we just sort of went viral for just being like the craziest, cutest couple on TikTok.
Now, so was it just like day in the life? Was it kind of like y'all were doing skits? Because I'm kind of not so familiar with TikTok. Obviously, I know the platform, but I'm not one of those people who do like the dancing type things. But I've also recently, within the last 2 years, more explore and kind of get knowledge from it. So what kind of aspect would we see you on?
Yeah, so we're like super rainbow, breaking iPhones, not doing dances.
Love it.
Super unique, like crazy shit. Like when you see us on the For You page, you're like, what the fuck is this? Like this
it's
is
like
crazy.
You have to click on it and watch what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
And Ken is just super rainbow and funny, and just people could not believe like that we were really dating. They thought, you know, he might be gay. Like this can't be possible. Like what's happening here? So I feel like it just grabbed everyone's attention and they just became obsessed because they wanted to know like what happens next. Like,
Was he the one that was more kind of on TikTok like first, and then your relationship started? Like, or did you both go in knowing as a couple that y'all were going to do this like new show your who yourselves are and kind of just embrace the world?
Yes, it was.
Or have
him.
The world embrace you? I guess I should
it
say.
It was definitely him first. I honestly didn't even have a TikTok page yet. I was fresh in LA. I was just interning at this creator house. And then he scouted me, honestly. He scouted me, and he was
like... You sound
like
you're down for it. I mean, it sounds like a good ride with the scouting.
Yeah, he scouted me, and he was like, do you want to shoot TikToks? And then, I swear to God, like, from that day, like, everything
Did you
kind of,
like,
by.
Take him serious at that point, or were you like, oh, it's just trying to, like, you know, did you know that he liked you at that point, or did you know what you were kind of walking into?
No, because it was, like, literally the first day I met him. And then and then that's like when we started TikToks. And then like before you knew it, we were like pretending to date for TikToks. And then we like I was confused. I was like, wait, like are we actually dating or like are we just filming videos? I was having a great time. Of course, I came to LA to pursue acting. I was in acting school, and then all of a sudden I was just doing TikToks. So it was really, really fun for me, and he had a really clear idea in his mind of what he wanted, and so he would just technically tell me what to do, and I was like, okay, I'm up for it. Like, I love acting.
Nice.
I'm trying to be a character, and he knows, like, what he's doing behind the camera, so.
So what was that moment for you and the both of you as a couple that was like, oh, this isn't, like, we're not acting anymore, like, I think we really like each other, like, where is this gonna go?
Okay, so it must have been like a couple of months after just filming TikToks, like I'm not kidding, every single day, and him dropping me off after, like I would like film TikToks for him, do everything he said, and he would just like drop me off. And then it came
You
to
like a- being told what to do? I see there's a pattern. I like it.
And then I was like, but then I got to a point where I was like, okay, like what the fuck, like you don't kiss me, like nothing here, like.
So you were earning for that attention at that point?
Yeah, I was like, this is weird now. Like, I'm like kind of down now. Like, what's happening? And he was really like not about it. And I'm like, I'm Latina, so I'm like super spicy and like very persuasive. So I'm like, hello, like what's happening?
So you had to initiate it.
Yeah, I did have to initiate it at first. He wasn't sure yet, like about anything, but I already knew that like he was gonna be my baby daddy, and I knew.
Okay,
like,
girl.
He was gonna be mine. So
okay.
I knew it from the start. Took a little bit like a persuasion.
You just had to open up and kind of see like the personality and kind of what you were walking. I feel like I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's like, your destiny to be there.
Exactly.
So you started TikTok with him, you got this, built this relationship, you built this following of what it was. Then you had a baby.
Yes.
So after that moment, where did you go from having the baby, discovering like this new person who you are, now you've given birth to a child that's like a whole like rebirth to yourself really, and knowing like what you are capable of doing as a woman and a person and all these things, what made that cross now into OnlyFans to really like, was it something that you made a conscious decision with your partner? Was it something that you brought to him and was like, you know what, I want to feel, get my sexy back, and this is how I want to do it? How did that come about in your life?
Yeah, so I must have been like 2 to 3 months postpartum, and I was really going through it.
And sorry to interrupt you, but were you also a fan of OnlyFans performers prior to?
Because
how did you really know that platform if you were a tick, because there's different platforms and not everybody knows what that means. Like, were you seeing that there's just sexy pictures too? So like, keep that in mind and with your story.
Yeah, so actually, I had no idea about OnlyFans, okay, or OnlyFans creators at all, but Ken did. He was actually on the platform like in the beginning, like right when OnlyFans came out.
Him himself or him
by
being
himself,
a, okay.
By himself, before I knew him. And so he sort of, told me how everything works. And I feel like, I was really like postpartum, and I was like super depressed and just like confused with myself, because I mean, it's crazy to like, just like have a child. And then I just felt super lost, and I was like, where do I go from here? Like, I just feel so awkward and
yeah,
like in my body. And then I don't even know, someone brought it up and they're like, yeah, oh, okay. I went out to eat with my girlfriend, and she was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm doing OnlyFans. Like, it's so great. Like, I'm having the best time. And I was like, what? Like, this is so crazy. And then I went home and I talked to Ken about it, and I was like, hey, like, do you know OnlyFans? He's like, of course I know.
Everyone knows OnlyFans, babe. Like,
he's
yeah.
like, where have you been? I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, yeah, like, what do you think about it? And he was super supportive. He's like, of course, like, I've been waiting for you to like say this, like, it's such a cool platform, you know, it might help you feel better about yourself. And also just like the freedom
yeah.
that you have. And, you know, we hustled super hard for like 3 years, like constantly creating and filming videos every single day. And he's like, you know, it's a lot different than TikTok. Like, you can just sort of make your own schedule. It's not like you have to film like every single day. So I was like, wow, like, this is crazy. And I really wanted to stay home with my baby too, and not like have to go film like every single day. So then I was like, okay, like,
this might be for me.
This might be for me. I need to get back into bikini. I need to feel like myself.
It's like a motivation that kind of like kickstarts you to like.
Exactly. And I just like, I didn't want to just be like, I was going to do like mommy content. And I think I like tried it for a little bit. I was like, oh my God, like, this is so fucking boring. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to like film myself and my kid every day. Like, yeah. I just don't know how they could even do that. It's just so boring. Like, I needed something else. Like, I had this fire.
It wasn't fulfilling for you.
Yeah, it was not fulfilling. And I'm like, I'm fun, I'm cool, and like spicy too. So it was really cool to like just really explore with OnlyFans, and just like find like new sides of me that I didn't know were in there.
That's amazing. I feel like, you know, kudos to you to, you know, being someone who's like into your sexuality. I feel like even at a young age of 21, it's like, I think that even just knowing you for the 30 minutes that you've been, you know, in this session, I think that it's like, I think that the mommy content, not that that isn't like good in certain spaces, I just don't feel like it's you.
Yeah.
And I think that being so young, I think it's good for you that you've already have a platform on some level, as like with the TikTok and like promoting your, or kind of cross promoting what that is to your OnlyFans, but also showing that you're young and you can still be a sexy mom. Like, because you're a mom doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that you don't have sex. It doesn't mean that you can't wear a bikini. It doesn't mean that you have these things. I think that sometimes there's these like preconceived notions of motherhood where it's like, oh, you need to stop. Like, why? So I think it's really cool for you to like kind of have that lane and show who you are, and not only who you are, but who you've always been, but because of your child, it kind of unlocked this like womanhood of you to kind of explore like this new side of you. And I feel that's why I asked the question earlier. I was like, if you had a kid, do you think that you would have kind of gotten these lines? And maybe years down the line, whatever, but I think as fast as it kind of came to you, maybe that kind of was a direction of where you're meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I don't regret it. Up until this day, I'm having the best time ever.
Amazing.
And I'm happy, and I feel like that's all that matters.
Definitely. And I think it's also, you know, telling to like have a partner that like, he, you know, when you, your story was that he was waiting for you to come to him, you know, because I think that a lot of sometimes people, partners kind of push the woman to do something where it's like, if like it may be thoughts of yours already, because that's why y'all are partnered together. But if I come to that conclusion myself, I'll be way more freakier than if you told me what to do. So I think that's really cool to kind of come to your own path of it and be like, I don't know what this is, but I'm here to try it. And you know, the fact that he's supportive and kind of guiding your career in a sense, and knowing the back end of the, you know, things, I think that is really cool to kind of see that happening.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I had like, I remember my mom when I became a mom was like super freaked out, and like even I feel like when I just started even posting bikini photos, she was just like super mad. She's still mad until this day. Like, she literally told me I will probably go to hell.
That was my next question. You said that you're very, you know, you come from a religious background and a really kind of strict kind of family. How do they feel now with you kind of being in on the OnlyFans and adult side, and not just kind of like a content creator social media aspect?
Yeah, my mom is not happy.
Okay.
I feel like...
Is this like an ongoing, you know, conversation, or is it just like you agree to disagree?
I'm just like, I know she disagrees, and I'm just like, okay, whatever, let's just not talk about it. I just feel like there's no point of getting into the topic anymore. I'm really at a place in my life where I just want to focus on my well-being, my mental health, and just doing what makes me happy. And for such a long time, I felt like I was doing what everybody else wanted me to do, and what I thought, you know, I really cared about what other people would think. So now I'm just finally like, fuck it. Like,
yeah. That's good. I feel like someone coming from an adult background, and I was 21 when I started the industry, and you know, the parent thing is tricky. You know what I mean? Like, I think that in everybody's case is a little bit different, but I think if you give it time, it'll come around. And when, if they do, they do, they don't, they don't. But I feel like, you know, you seem like a very strong individual where it's like, we want our family support and you want those things, but you also have to stay true to yourself. So it's like setting those boundaries or whatever. Don't ever let someone make you feel bad for it. And like you said, if you're having fun and you're having the best time, then continue to do that. They'll come around eventually. And if not, then they're the ones missing out.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel.
For sure. Describe something that's exciting in your life. I know this is like a new, like, how long have you been doing OnlyFans now?
Must be like 10 months.
Okay, yeah. So it's like a new kind of venture. It's not a year yet, but it's still kind of, you know, yeah, new and exciting. What excites you besides OnlyFans right now? Or do you have something, maybe a work thing that you're like kind of been working on a project that's coming out?
I'm working on music right now.
Okay.
So that's really exciting.
In what capacity?
What do you mean? What
is like, are you like a singer? Are you making beats? Are you a DJ?
Yes.
Are you like, what kind of part of the
singing.
Music world? Okay.
I'm singing. I'm doing a little bit of rapping in Spanish.
Okay, baby J. Okay.
So this is really exciting because I've always loved music. And I feel like I was so caught up with, like, you know, TikTok and YouTube and just so many things in my life that I really didn't realize.
Explore
like,
that
hey, like,
avenue, yeah?
I can, like, sing and shit. Like, now I can't, like, I can not only be in a bikini, but, like, I have a beautiful voice.
Okay. Can we hear a little something?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, think about it. If you can warm up towards the end, if you want to give us something, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
I would love it to hear your voice. You seem very, you know, bubbly and fun, exciting about it. So, you know, you got to embrace your talents. I think that, you know, you're still very young. So it's like one of those things where it's like, try everything.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does, great. You know what I mean? Like, you're so, you know, you seem so very eager to just like learn and do new things. And you have so many avenues, especially with OnlyFans and even the TikTok world of opening up avenues that people could see you singing in different parts of the world that people never would have before.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's really cool to use those like social media platforms and kind of pushing and elevating you to even higher lights and higher strengths.
Exactly. And I'm just so obsessed right now with like not being put in a box, you know. It's so easy for people, like, now they're like, oh, okay, like, you're a freaking slut, like, you're just in a bikini and that's it, you're a slut, like, you're the worst mom, and like,
sluts matter too.
I know, right? I'm like, yo, you know what, what if I did want to be a slut?
Yeah,
what about like,
but the thing is that's a tricky thing. I think that people use that word because it's insecurity of themselves, of like what's something that they probably can't ever achieve themselves because they don't feel comfortable with themselves, which my biggest motto is to each his own. What works for you may not work for me, but if you're not hurting anybody, then fuck it. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I feel like when they say those words, it's like we're all born in here because people had sex.
Exactly.
I think the slutty part of whatever, I think it's more embracing and being more like, not objectifying yourself by you taking control of your body and your what you want to show to the people instead of somebody doing it for you. And so I think that it's, you know, I think those are just very like throwaway words. We're like, okay, what else do you have? I've been called the worst. Like, I know just because you say it doesn't mean it's true.
Exactly.
So it's like the feeling and living in that, what that really is.
Yeah. And
so how did baby J come with that? Is that part of the music part or does the OnlyFans like performer part?
So baby J just came with me to LA.
Okay.
It just,
so that
like,
was your alter ego coming to LA. Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay.
So I've been in LA for like
so you weren't you weren't baby J in Connecticut.
No, I was not.
You were like on the plane, you're like, I need a new like image, let's do this thing, baby J.
Yeah, I was like, I need something new. And whenever they say like my real name, I feel like I'm in trouble or like my mom is calling me. So
come to the principal's office.
Yeah. So okay. I'm like, we need something new. And then, so I was like, yeah, I really like baby J. And that's where I did like, everyone knows me as baby J on my TikTok and stuff like that. I feel like my Instagram is Jostacy. So it's kind of like Jocelyn and fantasy in one. So I'm kind of like fucking with that a little bit more.
Do you play into the whole like baby ass, not baby, but like the younger like thing because you are 21 and it's just like who you are as a person? Like what persona are you trying to achieve with that image of like going into your OnlyFans?
I feel like yes, I do look very young and everybody always tells me that. So I feel like maybe a little bit like sure, like, I can be
I mean, it's the image, it's the pigtails, the, like, you know, the you're fresh and young and you look, you know, you're colorful and all those things. So I think it embraces,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. So I kind of just try to embrace that, enjoy that as much as I can and as long as
milk
I can.
Milk it, girl, for as long, you're, you know.
Exactly. And, yeah, I feel like I don't want to grow up and I don't want to be, like, I don't know, like, normal and, like, follow the rules, so I'm like really like cut edge and risky right now.
Well, I will say growing up is actually really fun. It's just obviously, you know, that when you're an adult you can grow up how you want to, and
yeah,
growing up doesn't mean that it has to have rules and like this what construct like this
that
structured
too.
thing. And I think that coming from a religious like background and being so strict, I think that sometimes it's like we just want to break out and be free.
Exactly.
Which is great and liberating, but it's also too, it's like for me it's like I think I've enjoyed growing up is because of the fact that I've learned so many things with experience and time. It's just like, but I'm still not, I'm still a kid in
yeah.
heart, you know? I'm still like, I'm still the same person I was in my 20s when I came here. Like, I love all that thing. So it's like, the growing up part is not so bad. I
yeah.
always say it's like fine wine, you get better with time.
Definitely, I definitely see that.
What would you say is unique about you? Coming from a platform of like, you know, and even having, you know, your partners being on their TikTok channel and then kind of coming into that partnership of yourself, where do you feel that makes you unique, that stands out, that someone would want to be a part of your platform and a fan of yours?
I would say my personality.
Mm.
I just feel like nowadays, or I would say like maybe on TikTok, it's you see a lot of like the dancing, right? Like the first thing you said was dancing, because TikTok is like, okay, like what are you doing on there? You just dance.
At first I was like, oh, like I can dance, but I can't dance that. Like that. Like, you know?
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, my personality and like when you see my videos, you're like, oh, like, okay, I like this girl. Like,
okay.
You know, you don't know me yet, but like there's something about me. And so, I don't know, I'm really grateful to have that. Shout out to my mama, even though she's mad at me sometimes.
She'll come around.
But yeah, she just gave me this, I don't know, this like.
So y'all, she's very much like you as far as the personality and
yeah.
like the very like, you know, you
bubbly
have this like energetic, like captivating thing when you come into a room.
Exactly, just being able to just like take over sometimes, and sometimes it's really overwhelming, but
okay.
sometimes it's really fun.
Small things matter,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Okay, let's see. I guess let's, what is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve, oh my gosh.
Do you have something that just really irks you, gives you the ick, like you're just like, ugh?
I guess I would have to say like cleaning this, or like if people don't like put stuff back where they belong.
So you have like an OCD of some sorts?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I have like super bad OCD. And so like, yeah, that gets me really like mad.
Okay, so it's a deal breaker for you.
Yeah, deal breaker. Like if you don't like put your cup in the dishwasher right away, like it's
your over. Cut. You're having a fight. You're having a fight. Who would you say was your first celebrity crush?
Oh my gosh, Justin Bieber.
Justin obviously. Bieber. Okay, you're a believer?
I'm a believer.
Have you been to a concert? Have you met him? Have you tried to have any interaction with him?
Yes, I have literally camped out in New York City for this boy. At the time, he was a little boy. And
I'm
oh
sure you
gosh.
Were a little girl at this time.
I have like pictures, and like he was in the background, and I would just like do the heart. Like,
how cute.
One less lonely girl.
So you camped out, you got the tickets, I'm
yeah,
assuming?
Yeah, camped out, got tickets.
Okay.
I remember seeing him and his manager, like Scooter Braun, like next to me. And oh my gosh. Was
Were
like,
you one of the girls at the concert crying when he was performing?
Oh my gosh, I wasn't crying, but I was just like, so
you knew
like,
every word of every
yeah.
song.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I'm not that I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but would ever wait in any line because that wasn't my genre of music. But I had a girlfriend that really thought he was hot. He was of age at this time. And so I was like, I knew his one of his managers. So I was like, I need tickets to this show. So we went and we like met the whole yard, but we were in this section. Everyone would like thought because in the VIP, like we were like actually knew him. I'm like, I've never even met him yet, but y'all are acting like y'all hate me for no reason. They're crying, looking like I'm like, I wonder what it feels like for someone who grew up being on YouTube or whatever, and then getting, you know, noticed, and like obviously it was a journey of whatever, but how amazing that would feel energetically, because it was a sold out show for like everyone knows the words from the moms that brought their daughters there. Yeah. Everyone's like, it's so emotionally, and like they just know. So it's just like, how would that feel? Like that was just like a crazy feeling. I was like, oh, I'm not even a Justin Bieber fan, but oh, I fuck with that. The only other time I had that effect was at Bad Bunny concert. And it was the same way. Like everyone was so excited and knew every word. Like it was just so like amazing to feel. Like it was just like a chill. It's like, oh, okay, you did that thing. I can see why you're here, okay?
I need to go to a Bad Bunny concert. I think I would die.
Bad Bunny was amazing. And I don't even know Spanish like that.
You don't even need to know Spanish,
exactly,
girl.
Just you're the vibe and the energy of the room that I was like, yeah, whatever he's saying, I'm all right with it. And you're hot. So yes, Bad Bunny, be a Bad Bunny all day long. Oh, fun times. Do you have any like good concert experiences of yourself? Are you you said you're into music as far as the artistry part. What about a fan?
You know, I haven't been to many concerts. Like, okay. I feel like Justin Bieber might have been my last concert.
Oh, we need to fix that, husband.
I know. We need to,
Justin Bieber was your last concert?
I know. That's kind of sad, actually.
It kind of is from this time forward. Like, you know what I mean? Because there's just so many other great things. I mean,
I know. And concerts are so fucking cool.
And the fact that you camped out at one as a kid, you have to do that as an adult. You know? Food for thought.
Yeah. Okay. I need to go to a concert.
Oh, let's see. Let's describe your first sexual experience. How was that?
This is a funny question.
I love the giggles. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it like, tricky?
I feel like since I didn't know anything before, I probably thought
it was great.
Like amazing.
Okay. Why do you say that as far as like now, because you have experience and you look back and you're like, what happened? Or like in what aspect?
I just feel like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I feel like I haven't talked so much about like sex, you know, like I feel like you like talk to your girlfriends about it, and I feel like I didn't have that.
Okay.
So I didn't have anything to like
go off of. Now Miss Texas is here. I'm like, I say Dr. Texas in the pun of like, I don't have a PhD, but Dr. Texas has a lot of sexual experience. You know what I'm saying?
Or like comparisons. So definitely now I'm like, okay, like dang, like everything is possible.
So at the time in your first experience, was it just because you were just, were you in a relationship? Were you just trying to be explore? Were you just kind of like, it just happened?
Yes, I was in a relationship. And I just feel like again, I didn't really understand anything about sex.
You didn't have guidance. You didn't have anybody to tell you.
So it just
happened. Who taught you about sex?
Oh my God, this is like crazy, but I feel like my husband now.
Okay, that's
I
fair.
I feel like he has really like opened.
Maybe that's why he's your husband.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's reasons for that.
Because like I never spoke about this with my mom ever, and my sister either actually.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's as far as fetched as you believe it to be, because I think that it's like, and again, take into consideration you're 21. So our parents at that age, they don't want to believe we're having sex.
Yeah.
Even though you had a child at this point, we know they want to like think that we don't have sex for a really long time until after those things. But it's also the things, it's like, if unless you have those relationships where you would talk about sex in those situations, which it doesn't seem like you kind of grew up in that setting where it's like you would have the girlfriends or you would have whatever, or sometimes it's just so taboo you don't want to talk to anybody about it because you got shamed from your family if you talk about it or anything, then it's a bad thing. So I think that it comes with experience. Like I don't think I talked about sex with my sister, and we're really close, until the last 10 years, and you know, I'm 38. So it's like, I think it comes with like just the like, I don't give a fuck factor, and a little bit of like, we're all grown factor. And so you just kind of fill it in between. But that's also why I love Private Talk, is because it's like, these are conversations that shouldn't be taboo, like sex and like experiences and things like that, is because they are, but in safe spaces, you know, we learn a lot more about our bodies and our partners and what we want and what our desires are if we talk about it a little bit more. And maybe because my experience is a little bit more than yours and vice versa in certain scenarios, it's like, then you're like, start to think about it. Like, like, oh, I didn't even think I could want that, or it's attainable, or this, you know. And that's what I think is so great about platforms, you know, like OnlyFans, is you could ideally structure it however you want to do it.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so fun, because you kind of just like, you learn with them and you're like, whoa, like, I didn't know this was possible before, but here I am.
So on, let's talk about your OnlyFans again. So being that, like, what can we find on your OnlyFans, Baby J? For those fans out there that may not know that you had one, but you've been there for 10 months, so they should already know there. Private talk for all the my fans out there. Definitely have to watch out for this one. What kind of things can we see on your platform, on your OnlyFans? Or is it solo stuff? Are you with other partners, just your husband, other girls, other content creators? What kind of things can we see on your page?
Okay, so my page is really fun, actually. It's super, like, I don't know.
You seem fun, so that doesn't seem far-fetched.
Risky and just like wet and wild, and I do have some girl action in there, and I just recently started doing a little bit with my husband, so yeah, it's really fun.
Nice. What is your favorite type of scenes to do for your OF page?
I really love role playing. Just, I feel like, you know, I love acting, so I feel like getting into this role and like being sneaky and then just like adding a sexual twist to it is really
so fun. What's your favorite role would you say that you like to play?
Oh, I like to be a teacher.
Okay. Naughty teacher?
Yeah, definitely like a naughty teacher.
Are you giving out punishments? Are you taking punishments? Are you doing, what's going on over there, Miss Naughty School Teacher?
You know, I like a little bit of both, I think. Okay. Yeah, and like, you know, like pigtails, really short skirt. Maybe get slapped a couple times.
Okay. I see what you're putting down. Okay, private talk. Okay. What is your porn search history?
Oh my gosh.
What are you into, Miss Baby J? What are you solo-ly or with your husband watching on?
Porn. Let's see.
Or what kind of porn?
I feel like I don't really watch it so often.
Okay.
But if I do, I would definitely search like Gina Valentina.
Okay.
I love her. She's super cute. And I don't know, something about her videos, like, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And you can just like, you can't.
You got a girl crush.
Like, keep watching it.
Okay.
And I mean, nowadays you just go on Twitter. So when I say I'm watching it, it's on Twitter.
What does that mean? What I mean, because you can see explicit things on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter is okay. Crazy. I just have a page like, I don't know, a couple months ago, and just, you just see everything on Twitter.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really like, it's just crazy.
So you can get off the free clips.
Yeah.
You're like, she's like, so great. I'm just gonna masturbate to her.
This is crazy.
Okay, have you ever met her or reached out to her maybe to do a collab?
Yes, I have met her, and she's just like, I don't know, she's just like captivating, and she's super sweet, and I feel like.
Have you fucked her?
No.
Would you?
I would. She's okay. So cute.
Why do you sound so nervous to say that? I'm sure she's into girls. I've met her myself. I haven't, unfortunately, have not worked with her yet, but I definitely would sit on her face.
Yeah.
But I feel like, why are you so, like, yes. Why? Yes. Just do it. Pull the string. Why aren't you going to do a little scene?
I don't know. I'm a little shy, but yeah, she's really, oh my gosh. I feel like she would like, I'd probably like faint. Like if she like took off my clothes.
That might
or
be good for your OF.
Be like, what?
What's she'll happening? Wake you up with her booty, you know? Just be like, are you there?
Yeah, and she seems to really know like what she's doing. So I'm like, yo.
Well, she's definitely an experienced performer. She's been around for a long time, and she definitely, what I love about her, she's very like sensual and captivating about what she likes. So it's like when you're in it, you're in it. She's got those like, you're not looking at anybody else but me.
Yeah.
Which
she,
I love.
She knows what she's doing for sure.
So is there anybody else on a wish list type of thing that you would kind of maybe want to collab with?
Let's see.
Or are you just into like doing your own thing right now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having fun right now. I don't know if I would do like a big like girl on girl scene.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, right now it's okay.
My advice is take your time. You know what I mean? Like 10 months isn't a long time, but it's a significant time to like know the platform and know what your fans like from you. And honestly, it's not even about what your fans like, it's what you like, what turns you on. Yeah. And this whole exploration of whatever, like don't, like the whole, what you're already becoming is like, don't do anything because someone wants you to do it. Like take your time. Your fans are gonna like what you put out regardless if you put your feet to your giggles to your whatever it is. And I think that's the important part of people to like recognize is like, you don't have to be anybody else that you don't want to be. in your sexuality. Everybody's sexuality is different on different levels. You know, I'm at a 10 plus, you know, you could be at a 5 and that's fine for you, yeah, because that's still your 10 and that's great because you're doing what you want to do, baby J.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like also why I really love OnlyFans is also about like the connection, you know, like it's not really about what you might find on my page, but if you're really looking for that one-on-one and like getting to know me, getting to know my sexual side, yeah, that I don't show on other platforms, like that's why it's so cool, because obviously like if you just want to get off quickly, you can find it like for free anywhere on the internet pretty much.
This is very true. Or you can do the clips on Twitter like Baby J does.
That's it.
Do you have any rules that you abide by? The life, you know, gets so crazy. You're, you know, you're motherhood, you're a wife, you're a content creator and all these things. Is there anything that you do that is like a ritual that kind of grounds you, that like maybe something, you know, rules that you abide by that you can give to our viewers?
Let's see. I definitely would say like, I don't make decisions right away. Mm. I definitely like talk with myself and obviously my husband and really obviously now think about my child before making any sort of decision, and also not making a decision based on money. I feel like I've come to a lot of decisions where I'm like, would I be doing this for myself or would I be doing it for money?
It's important.
And so you really have to sit down with yourself and be like, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. It might not be worth it. Maybe it is fun and maybe you might make a lot of money, but are you going to be happy with this decision? Like
standards and boundaries.
Exactly. So it's really hard, like you said, nowadays, because everything is so accessible and like you can just like, you know, I could just like go full on right now and like.
But I think that that's also it. Like even, you know, back when I started porn, I would always say that I started when I was 21. I always say that I feel like it should be, you know, obviously the legal porn age, whatever, is consenting adult is 18. I feel like 21 is the perfect age is because you're still young, but you still have like somewhat of wherewithal around you to know what your core is and your beliefs are, whatever. And I think that really sticking true to what those things are, being a sexual person, being a non-sexual person, whatever it is, it's really telling of like you, it matters. You know what I mean? The money is always going to be there and whatever you choose to do. But if you're going to have a problem and regret it, then what, you know, that means way more to me, the regret, than the money could ever mean. So it's like, for even with my career, it's like some people would consider me prude because I didn't do the hardcore scenes or whatever, but I did things because I wanted to and I loved doing the things that I did. So it's like staying true to 10 months is nothing. I've been in the game for, you know, 16 years, you know what I mean? So it's like evolving and doing things when you want to do. People try to push me to do stuff all the time because they wanted to do it. And it was like, I want to do them not only because I want to have ownership in it, but I want to own what I'm doing because I made the decision to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like take your time. There's no rush to anything. If you have girl crushes, so whatever it is, or companies throwing stuff, whatever, and it's flattering, you know what I mean? And it's just telling of the gauge of what you could be in the next 5 years to whatever you want your expectancy to last. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's see. Best advice you've ever gotten?
Actually, I think not too long ago, someone said almost the same thing that you're saying to me right now. They asked me, you know, where my content is at right now. And she just said, don't do it. You know, you don't have to. The money is amazing, but like, don't do it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't gonna like ask that question, but she sort of just like said it. And it was something that I've been thinking about for so long. Not because of the money, but I don't know, I feel like I've just been having so much fun that I'm like, fuck, like I wonder what it would be like, you know, like how I would feel. And like sometimes I'm like in between like shooting and I'm like, I just want to like do something crazy.
But I don't think that that's bad either. I think it's like the in between of the advice, right?
Yeah.
It's like of learning and having the experience of someone of telling you what that really meant to them. But also knowing that if you have a good head on your shoulders, which I feel like you do, and kind of like a support system, then you can do it in within what makes sense for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be the extreme, but it could be extreme. You know what I mean? Something different, like, for you. And also put, you know, time things on it, or about, you know, like levels of, like, you know, goals, setting goals or whatever of like, hey, in a year from now, I'm okay with this, but I don't want to go above this, or whatever that is. And then looking back at it and seeing where that means for you. You could grow in 6 months from now and be like, hey, I don't know what happened, but you fucked me great last night. Yeah. And now I want to do A, B, C, D, E. You know what I mean? You just don't know until you get there. So it's like, don't put anybody else's limits on yourself. Like, put your own.
Exactly. I'm just like such a Gemini that... Oh my gosh. And it's just like, there's
Geminis are great around here.
Yeah. There's no in between, you know? I'm like, if I do it, I want to like...
There is an in between. The older you get, there is an in between.
It's so hard to like... Yeah, I'm just like,
but I think that's the between is still knowing like what your compass is.
Yeah.
And that's the between, because it's your, like, your path, your journey, your whatever. And anybody else can be like, eh, well, I didn't do it this way. That's their thing.
Yeah.
Not yours. Different. For sure. Gemini power. We like that here at Private Talk. When is your birthday?
June 17th.
You're a June Gemini. I'm a May Gemini.
You're
May 25th.
Gemini. Oh my goodness.
We're great people around here. We love Gemini squad in this part over here. What is a common sexual act that you dislike?
That I dislike.
Or is there anything you dislike? Are you down for whatever?
I don't think I dislike anything right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's been nothing that's been like you tried it and you're like, I don't want to try that again.
No.
No? Okay. No. All right. Yeah. What is the best pickup line used on you?
Oh my gosh. Film TikToks with me.
Hey, that is a game winner right now. I feel like in the world we live in with social media, that's definitely. Right?
Yeah, I don't
make
know.
TikToks with me.
Make TikToks with me.
Yeah. Last time you had sex?
Last night.
Hey, baby. What are you afraid to try? You said that there is anything that you dislike. Is there something that maybe that you're afraid to try or you haven't yet?
You know, I haven't tried the back door yet.
Okay, so no anal for you. Nobody has penetrated you at all. No fingers, no tongue, no nothing?
Tongue.
Tongue?
Tongue.
Did you like the tongue?
Yes.
Did you try a finger?
No.
You should try your own.
Scary.
But you should try your own. It's in an intimate setting. Okay. You know what's funny is before, back in my day, I always have a problem with this when I'm like, well, you know. But in the beginning of my porn career, I had never done, like, I was always, obviously, I'm known for my big booty. So I'm everybody's favorite big booty.
Maybe we'll all see that when she gets up.
Hey. So everyone, prior to me being in the industry, all my ex-boyfriends were always curious and wanted to fuck me in my ass. But I was never into, that wasn't like my thing. But it was just like, I don't really know why it was a thing. So until porn was the first time that I actually like tried it off of camera. But in the beginning, I went to the port. I mean, I guess it's a toy store or whatever now. And it was like the beginner start of like anal stuff. And it was like this little toy. And I swear it's probably like the size of my pinky now, which I think is very comical because I didn't think that this would ever, like this would even like work. Being like, but yeah, at that time it was difficult. But it starts off with this. You just gotta train yourself. And then it'll be like this. And then we go like this. And then, yeah. But you
know, wait, now I know why I'm traumatized, because I didn't. My mom did tell me.
Trigger.
She said, if you have anal, like, you'll get cancer and die.
That's a lie, Mom. I'm sorry. I don't know if you'll ever watch this, but your daughter's not going to get it. Did you really believe it?
I mean,
you said, yeah.
I was like, okay, but, like, I promise I won't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I feel like ever since then, like, if it's, like, anything near, I'm like,
well, this is a new segment, Mythbusters. If you get if you have anal sex, you will not get cancer and die.
Okay.
No, you will not.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind from now on.
But I will say that it's definitely, you have to, like, there's levels to it. Like, even though I joke now about this little toy that I started with, at that time, it was a big deal. Like, because
you even work yourself up.
Yeah, because if you've never had something inserted in your ass, you don't know what it feels like. And I feel like because I don't know you, but now I feel like I know you even more because you told me you're a Gemini. You overthink everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So therefore, myself included, I was like, oh, what if I da-da-da-da-da-da? Well, da-da-da-da-da-da, if I'm by myself, it's okay. So you got to start by yourself. So yeah. That's why I had like the finger or like whatever. But you have to, for me to get anal pleasure, I had to be really horny. Right. Yeah. So then I started like when I would masturbate myself, then I would like incorporate like doing things myself to my ass, so not having a partner, because I was like, well, if the partner makes things happen, it's
or, like,
weird.
Something is wrong, or like you move too quick, right?
You know what I mean? But yeah, try it. Okay. You know, have like a self-care day. I know that's difficult being a mom, you know what I mean, and being a partner as well. But have your husband take the baby out for a Sunday afternoon and take a bath. Set some romantic candles. I'm about the mood, you know what I mean? But, you know, slip a finger in, see how it feels. Okay. You know, no pressure, no pressure, no pressure. Where's the weirdest place that you, or craziest place, maybe not weird, that you've had sex? Are you and your hubby adventurous? I know that, you know, you've done all this content, but are you like...
You know what? We're like really loving the car right now.
Okay.
It's like,
is it because it's like fast because it's like the parent schedule, or is it because it's like taboo, or is it like,
I feel like, I don't know. I'm so,
it's kind of juvenile.
Yeah. And I love seeing him so nervous because he's like, he's like,
it's like the adrenaline rush.
Pants. Like, he's like, oh my God, like someone's coming, and he's like so nervous.
So are you always on top?
Yeah, I like being on top. It's fun.
Okay.
And yeah, so just like seeing him so nervous is like such a turn on, and I feel like
makes you go faster because you're like, exactly. I don't give a fuck if anybody sees me. Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Who cares? And just it's like you're not supposed to do it, right? And like in
who said you're not supposed to do it?
I mean, it's the best. And like even if you see someone walk by, you're like, yeah, keep going.
Do you ever look them in the eyes when they keep while they walk by? Be like, I know you're looking at me.
They're coming for you.
I love it.
With him. Like they're they're literally coming.
literally coming. Spit or swallow?
Oh gosh. Cream pie, I don't know.
okay. You wanna save the cum. Save the cum.
Save the sperm.
Sexting or FaceTime?
Sexting.
Give us an example of a dirty sext that you would send to your hubby.
I think I would just like send a picture.
Send a picture?
Yeah, like bend over the bathroom and send a pic.
So just a pic and no words?
No words.
Okay. Have you ever gone through your partner's phone?
This is funny. Well, I feel like we're just like always together and we just like both have access to our phones like at all times, but we're not like, I don't know, I'm not looking through it, but I know like what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Let's see. What is one subscription that you cannot live without?
Let's see.
Keep anything from a Netflix to music subscription to like a spa, anything.
Yeah, I feel like Netflix for sure. Definitely. Okay. You need that Netflix subscription.
What is one luxury item that you splurge on for yourself? You know, boys have their toys, sometimes cars, different things. Is there something that you kind of like a little bit more? Are you into shoes, bags, like self-care, like massages?
Yeah.
Maybe good food, what?
I'm really into skincare and definitely food.
Okay. Yeah. So give us an example of your skincare regimen. If you're into skincare, is there a different certain products that you use, or like what do you kind of do to keep you looking so fresh?
Yeah, I love Osea Malibu.
Okay.
I've been using their products for years now and I just feel like, oh my gosh, it's the best. And it, like at night when I have to take off my makeup and just do the whole routine, it's
you
like,
feel like it's like
so relaxing.
It's like, ah.
Yeah.
Love it. What would you say is your love language?
My love language would definitely be touch.
Touch?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever taken a souvenir home from a partner? Prior to you being married, you being, you know, out in the world before marriage, was there any like a time that you maybe took something home for a keepsake?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Last question before we get to Truth with Texas, my favorite game. Ooh, if scared. You can change jobs, would you? And what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't change.
No?
I'm so blessed and I love what I do.
Okay. So doubling down.
Yeah. No, please. No.
She said, no, please don't take OnlyFans away from me. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Give her all the financial freedom, private talk. We love it. All right, now down to business. It's Miss Texas's favorite time of the podcast.
This is the spicy
Truth
part,
Truth with Texas. It is a spicy part. I know I've kind of warmed you up. It was like foreplay throughout the interview.
You were like getting to me, yeah.
I was.
You got it out of me.
I definitely. Couple. I know your cheeks are like rosy with blush, but there was another rosier moments underneath there. She was like, I don't talk about this, but this is private talk, so we got to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it's about introducing your fans to a new part of Baby J, and Miss Texas is that woman that's going to bring it out of you.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Embrace it, have fun with it. If there's anything that you don't want to answer, feel free to pass. This is all on your comfortability level.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
You think you're ready. You're like, I don't know. All right, so how Truth with Texas is going to work, there's four types of questions: spicy, naughty, romantic, and kinky. We're going to go down a couple of questions each list and get to know you a little bit more intimately.
Okay, let's
all
do
this. All right, let's start with the kinky questions. I feel like we're going to start big. You know, go big or go home. Miss Texas always likes to, you know, knock one out of the park.
Okay.
All right, shower sex or car sex?
Oh, car.
Do you have any fetishes? Do you like feet? Do you like dom play? Do you like bondage? Do you like spanking? Do you like spitting? Do you like choking? What kind of fetishes kind of tickle your fancy, Baby J?
I like spanking.
Spanking? Okay. You like to be dommed.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
No.
Bondage? Yes or no?
No.
Weirdest place you've had sex? The car doesn't count because that's a fave place of yours. Have you done any public stuff, any stairways, any like, you know, anything, you know, a little bit risque?
Oh my gosh, I haven't.
Okay, maybe we'll give you some ideas for next time, okay, maybe your partner. Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
No.
What is a sex skill that you are most proud of, Baby J?
Oh my gosh. I would say I'm like a pretty pro at riding.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like.
You know how to ride it.
Yeah.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. What's the most number of times that you have had sex in one day? What's like your max capacity?
I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
No.
No? Have you ever been too kinky for a partner? Okay, we're even playing fields out there. I like it. What's your favorite time of day to have sex? Are you a morning, midday, afternoon, delight, at night?
I really like midnight, like half asleep type shit.
Okay, so the freaks come out at night with Baby J. Okay, are you like the like half sleep creep thing where you're like half asleep and you're like, oh, is that a dick? Oh my God, I didn't know that was inside of me.
I love that.
Okay, okay. And then you just start riding and get to town.
You're like, okay. And in the morning you're like, what? That was not, I didn't.
That wasn't a dream?
I don't do that, what?
You're so cute. All right, spicy questions.
Oh, goodness.
Who is your celebrity hall pass? Who's that one person, it could be a man or female, that you know your husband just has to let you get away with?
Oh my gosh, okay.
Girl, I know you have one. Don't you lie to Miss Texas. You're a Gemini. The way your mind works, I know what's inside that box. Give it to me. I feel like it almost would be a female for you.
Yeah.
I feel like you're into this like female energy, like what would unleash your like sexiness. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you need like, that's how I feel. Don't let me direct you. But who's your celebrity hall pass? Is there somebody that you lust after, maybe you secretly masturbate to?
I feel like you're right, honestly. It would definitely be a girl. I don't really see like.
Okay, who's the girl?
Like Carol G or something?
Carol J?
Carol G.
Carol G. I was like, who's Carol J? Carol G. Okay.
Yeah.
Carol G is a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like the artistry. I can see because you like the music.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, like, Latina. Okay.
Latina. Spicy.
What is an example of your dirty talk? You wouldn't sing for me earlier, but can you give me some of your dirty talk? Unless you want to sing, I could. No. You could cop out. You could either sing for me or dirty talk for me. Which do you want to do for Miss Texas, baby J?
Okay, let's see. I don't know. Oh my God.
I'm making her blush again. Private talk. Ooh.
I feel like I don't know. I would be like, yeah, you like me? You want me to be your baby girl?
Oh, like okay, okay. Subscribe to her OnlyFans, guys, and maybe you'll get to hear more. Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No.
Has anyone ever fallen asleep during sex with you?
No.
Have you ever thrown up during sex?
Oh my gosh, no.
She's like, what are these horrible questions? This happens to real people.
Oh my
gosh. Toys in bedroom. Do you use them?
Course.
What is your favorite toy to use in the bedroom?
Right now, I don't even know what it's called. I think it's the Hitachi.
Yes, girl.
It's the one that you plug in the wall and it's like fucking powerful as shit.
There is ones that are rechargeable and you can unplug it from the wall because
okay.
I am a Hitachi queen.
Okay.
She's great. Yeah. I'll send you the link.
Send me the Amazon link, please.
Okay. Last question of the spicy questions. Let's see. Who are your top porn stars? I know you said Gina Valentina was one of your favorite females, but who that you watch, because you watch porn, who are some of your favorites? Or do you just watch it and you don't even like any of their names?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just going to do my own.
Yeah, I don't know.
So no names stick out?
No names stick out.
Okay.
Gina's all over my Twitter, so I'm
have you ever watched an Alexis Texas porn?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I think
so
I
when
have,
I hit you up in the DM and was like, hey, would you get my show? You didn't do any research.
Like, I saw the podcast, I saw your Instagram, but I didn't like search on Google or
okay
anything.
So this is your homework for when you
yeah.
go home.
So
you're
tonight,
like, listen, honey, me and you, we're gonna miss Texas. Yeah. okay. All right, naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Choked.
Lube or spit?
Neither.
Okay. Paid for sex?
No.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can I hear what it sounds like? Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
No. What is that?
When you fuck on an airplane. Fucking in the skies, baby.
What?
Mm-hmm. No. It's a fun club. I'm a part of it.
Dang.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Clean.
Okay. No spit for you. No sloppiness for you. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Would you have a threesome? That sounds like a no.
No.
You're not willing to share. Sharing is not caring in your world.
No.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. You know what you like.
Yep.
What is your biggest turn off? What is something that completely makes your pussy dry as fuck, not gonna happen, not gonna work?
This is hard, I don't know.
Is there something that maybe in the past, like a partner before was like, maybe it could be from hygiene, it could be from lying,
okay.
It could be from bad breath, it could be all kinds of things.
Hygiene is like definitely like on top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
All right, let's see. Romantic questions. Giving or receiving? Are you a giver or a receiver, baby J?
Receiver.
Okay. Lights on or lights off?
Lights off.
Foreplay or sex? You can only pick one.
Foreplay.
Deal breakers. What is a deal breaker for you in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Something that you will absolutely not put up with.
I think lying.
Lying?
Yeah.
Okay. Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Naked or lingerie?
Naked.
Favorite place to be kissed?
Down there.
Sex on the first date?
No.
Cut or uncut?
What's that? Cut or uncut?
Oh. Circumcised or uncircumcised penises? You're like, I... Have you never had an uncircumcised dick?
I don't think so.
How many partners have you had? Your life.
You really want to know?
I really want to know. We want the truth, baby J. How many partners have been in your vagina?
Two.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. And they were both cut or uncut.
Cut.
Did they have foreskin or not?
I don't think so.
You would know. Yeah. Is there a sleeve or not?
Fuck, this is crazy.
Can you see the head of their dick?
No.
So that's uncut?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna have to confirm with your head. I don't know. You're like, I don't know, there's been two, but we don't know what's going on. Dinner or movie?
Dinner.
Making out or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Okay. What's something that's completely off limits for you?
Completely off limits.
Yep.
I don't know, give me some examples.
Maybe in your case, because you said anal. Is anal something that you, but you're willing to try it though, so maybe not completely off limits. Yeah. Maybe, and that could be being tied up against, you know, it could be spitting, it could be choking, it could be hair pulling, it could be fingers in your pussy. People, it is something that just like doesn't turn you on, that you don't even really want to like be a part of it. So you're kind of open forever. I feel like because you've only had two partners and you being married, I feel like because like it's, you feel safe. So I feel like you're like, whatever you're willing to do with me, I'm down for you to do it for me. So I feel like you're in that space where you're you're willing to exploring. We're back to the exploring, which I love that for you. I think that you being 21 years old, being on a platform like OnlyFans for 10 months, being in this new journey of your life, you have so much life to live. You have so much things to explore about your body, about what you like, what you don't like. I'm excited for you to see where your journey ends up. I appreciate you taking the time and being so candid with me and giving a little bit more that I know you probably aren't used to. So I appreciate you getting to know Private Talk a little bit better and Miss Texas a little bit better as well. Is there anything that you would like to ask me before we leave?
Well, no, I just want to say thank you for having me too. I was a little nervous, I won't lie. This is like, I would say like my third podcast, you know, more on like the sexual side. So it's definitely been fun, but yeah, I get nervous because I don't know like what you're going to ask. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what am I going to say? Or what if I don't know what it is? But it's really fun and I'm really up for the ride and it's been amazing getting to know you. And I have some homework to do tonight, guys.
Definitely does.
You'll know what I'll be doing tonight. Maybe I'll film it. I don't know, reaction video.
I need to see a clip of you film anything. Yeah. Sorry, I need a first preview. Send me something. But yes, I appreciate you though. Like you said, it's something about, it's supposed to be fun, lighthearted and everything like that. You've done an amazing job. I love getting to know you more. And again, it's one of those things that sex work is a safe space and it should be. It's exploring your body and learning who you are is an intimate thing. So enjoy the ride. And fuck, just do you. So let us know where we can follow you, support you, and do all those things.
Definitely, you can find me as Jostacy on all of my platforms, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you.
All right, Private Talk, thank you so much. Until we meet again.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.